Hi, this is Katie. I'm here with my dad, and we're going to be talking about the 9/11 attack today. So, how old were you, and where were you living at the time?
Let's see. It's pretty easy to remember because my birthday is 9/13, so I would have been 47 in 2 days after the attack, and living in Madison, a different house from where we are now, but in Madison, Wisconsin.
What was your life like at the time?
Working part-time. I had switched to part-time. Katie is a twin, and she and her older brother were just over a year old.
You mean Jack, my twin?
Well, he's 2 minutes older than you, yeah, so... Yes. Yeah, the older brother was, probably in kindergarten at this point or something, first grade.
I think second grade. He must have been seven by then.
Yeah, and so anyway, I was working but also staying at home with Jack and Katie when their mom was at work. And so I was at home in Madison at our house when this happened.
Do you remember how you felt when it happened or when you heard it happen?
It kind of built up. I mean, I think I was just listening to the radio and some report came on, and then I immediately ran over and turned the TV on, and you know, every station had something going on about it, and you know, initially, you know, you almost couldn't believe it. It just seemed so out there, and then it just kept getting worse and worse. I mean, because it started off with just the World Trade Center, then, you know, the Pentagon, and then the plane crashing in Pennsylvania. And it just, I never felt like threatened or, you know, anything like that. It was all happening somewhere else. But it just seemed, I don't know. I mean, I remember being super, very agitated. I, as I recall, while I was watching TV and, you know, I was keeping an eye on Jack and Katie, but I don't recall that I sat down one time while this was going on. It went on for hours. And I remember kind of just pacing around the house, you know, listening to everything and being kind of a little wound up about it. So,
did you ever call mom or take George out of school or something?
No, because it was not, I never felt like anything was dangerous where we were, but I probably, I can't recall exactly, but I think I probably, that was back when mom had, I had her pager number when she was on call or whatever it was, but because I had no cell phone at that point, and, but I think that I probably called her to let her know, see if she knew what was going on too. And I kind of recall that she was like, oh yeah, you know, people at work, everybody's watching it too. So,
If you could go back and change someone else's actions or something about the event, what would it be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, not too long after, I mean, it occurred to me, it just seemed amazing that somebody could pull off such a thing, and that, you know, they're like the guys that went to some, you know, kind of flight training school of some sort and nobody caught on to what they were up to. I mean, I guess, you know, that's part of being sneaky and pulling off something like this. But I just remember thinking, like, you know, how could this have happened? You know, kind of a thing, you know, how come, you know, somewhere along the line, why didn't somebody, you know, get suspicious about what these people were up to?
Mm-hmm.
And then after the fact, I don't know, it was weird. And then the country, I remember, I mean, I still think this is weird. This isn't going back in time, but forward in time, that to my way of thinking, everybody talked about, oh, you know, it's like all the Americans are pulling together and, you know, it's like all this kind of patriotic sort of stuff. And it seems like to me, ever since this has happened, people are not as nice as they used to be. I think everybody's suspicious of everyone, and it seems like people are less nice than they were before this happened. And I mean, to fellow Americans, than they were. So yeah, that's sort of been my thought for years now.
Everyone's skeptical now.
Yep.
And isn't that when, like TSA and airplane stuff, like
Yeah, all the security stuff. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, people for years seemed like they talked about, like, oh, you know, this is going to pull, you know, all Americans together and rah-rah patriotism and stuff. And it seems like, I mean, like, just driving in your car, I mean, there's more people, you know, getting mad, and people just seem ruder and nastier than they were before this happened. And I'm not sure how to explain that, but that's my observation, so.
What's one thing that sticks with you the most about this event?
Well, I don't know. I mean, partly just sort of that nastiness thing is like, yes, it happened and it was a terrible thing, but then it led to all this, you know, anti-Muslim, anti-this, anti-that kind of attitude. And it seems like, you know, directed not necessarily at the right people. So I think it's same idea. It seems like it made people, you know,
divided more.
Yeah, meaner to other people and stuff. Yeah, than they were before. So that's sort of what it seems like has come out of it to me. Not that it's, because nothing else has really happened hardly in the U.S. since then, as far as, you know, these so-called, you know, evil Muslims or whoever kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Way more problems with people that live right here that are doing that kind of stuff now. So I'm more scared of them than I am the Muslims. You know? Yeah. So.
What do you wish kids knew today about this event? Or like what they would learn about it in history class?
Yeah. That's a hard one right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe going off of your point, like maybe they're learning that it was the Muslims or something, and just teach them that it wasn't like,
or it wasn't, I don't know, just being Muslim. I mean, it's radical people. Yeah. Like, there's radical.
It's not the whole category
radical,
of people.
You know, people right now in the U.S. that are, you know, taking over the Capitol or trying to, and things like that. I mean, it's that there's people like that all over the place, and it's not a certain group that you need to zero in on that's trying to grief you out. It's just certain kind of crazy people, you know, who've gone overboard on something. So
is there anything else you want to touch on?
Well, Neil Young came up with a pretty cool song about the
which one?
About the airplane that crashed in the that the people kind of decided to take over the plane, the passengers.
Oh, yeah.
They were gonna go, you know, they were gonna, I think that was one that was gonna go towards, was gonna try to come back and hit something, and they knew it, and they sacrificed themselves. And anyway, there's a pretty cool Neil Young song on one of his albums about that.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me interview you.
Okay, I hope that was okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.